who delivers a warhead that's big enough to destroy any major city totally. If you look at Hiroshima was, if I remember correctly, about 20 kilotons. We're talking something that's enough to wipe out New York as a whole with one strike. This and the ability to travel into any direction and come back around 35,000 kilometers at the end of the day. More than enough to go around the world and come back and strike from the other side. So at this point, it becomes very difficult for the United States to cover everything in radar and in anti-aircraft systems. And if it's carrying hypersonic glide vehicles, then there's nothing that the U.S. has that can stop that. Any ballistic missile like a Sarmat can be intercepted, but it has to be intercepted first and foremost in its ascent until it gets. Well, again, if it's just a ballistic missile always follows a hyperbolic curve, so it goes up. Once it gets to the top and into the upper atmosphere or into lower reaches of space before it comes back down, it can still be intercepted theoretically. If you have a good enough weapon system, you have enough time, and you have a computer that can calculate where the missile is supposed to be at a certain time as it's coming down. Most of them are probably running off of AI. But either way, they're unpredictable because they are maneuverable. And therefore, any of your anti-aircraft systems, they don't know where to shoot because the system is constantly, the glide vehicle is constantly changing positions and thus changing trajectories. So there's nothing that you can pump into a computer system fast enough, at least in the West. Now, having said that, the Russian S-550 is designed to intercept slow-moving hypersonic vehicles, such as the supposed, whether it exists or not, we'll see, American Black Eagle, now, which goes at Mach 5, Mach 6. So the S-550 is able to already intercept those systems. Anything goes faster, so far there isn't any technology to intercept. But we're developing it. Traditional direction that that ballistic missiles from Russia to America, from America to Russia would follow is over the North Pole. So everything is set up for detection and countering missiles that are coming over the North Pole. So if the missile can go over the South Pole, that's a new direction that has to be covered. It may, for now, it'd be a game changer. Eventually, if the Americans have the money for it, of course, and the wherewithal, they'd cover the southern angle too. But it would cost them a lot more money. It costs them a lot more resources to do it than the traditional northern angle. Same if it goes east to west or west to east. They're difficult to stop because the glide vehicle is a maneuverable asset. So it changes. The computer on board will dictate different trajectories. So it can be flying in from point A to point B, then move over to point C. So it's very difficult for any anti-aircraft computer system to predict where it's going to be. The only thing you have is try to toss another missile into its direct flight path and explode ahead of it or to the near side of it. But again, if it constantly changes the direction it's coming from, you don't know where it's going to be coming from. So you cannot figure out where to shoot a missile. Wherever missile you shoot, it just goes around it. If first strike on a strike, an air burst strike in Paris, in the center of Paris, the very center, there wouldn't be anything left. The heat is such that the Eiffel Tower would probably melt, at least partially melt and collapse. The light wave, the first thing that strikes is light. It's such a bright light that it will quite literally, it'll turn people into ash. It'll burn off everything and set metal on fire.